Well, this afternoon, we're continuing the series that we began several weeks ago called The Clothing of God. The Clothing of God. And this comes from Paul the Apostle's writing to the Colossians in Colossians chapter 3. And if you have a Bible or in your own private devotional times, if you open up to Colossians chapter 3, in the first part of the chapter, Paul says, as Christians, as God followers, these are certain things you are to avoid, such as, you know, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed, which is idolatry. And later on in the chapter, in verse 12, he says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Clothe yourself with these spiritual virtues. You know, on a cold winter's day, what do? We clothe ourselves with a heavy jacket, right? It's physically healthy. It'll keep you warm. It'll keep illness and disease away, right? On a really cold winter's night, what do you clothe yourself with? A heavy blanket to keep yourself warm and healthy, right? Well, friends, guess what? We've also got to clothe our human spirits with these virtues that Paul the Apostle talks about in Colossians 3:12. And last week we talked about the spiritual virtue called humility. What did we say humility is? Humility is a lowliness of mind, as opposed to pride, which is an overinflated view of oneself in their mind's eye. Humility is not seeing yourself as something greater than you really are. Humility is a good spiritual virtue to practice, right? To keep a lowly view of yourself. Well, this afternoon, we're going to talk about this fourth piece of spiritual clothing that Paul lists, and it is gentleness. Gentleness from the NIV, the New International Version. And what is gentleness? This word from the original language actually is translated meekness. Meekness. What does meekness mean? Don't confuse meekness with weakness. This is what meekness is. Meekness is gentleness. It's endurance of all things with an even temper, tenderness of spirit, freedom from haughty self-sufficiency. I think all of us could use a little bit more meekness, right, in our lives, in our walk with God. You see, as we put on these spiritual virtues, as we clothe our spirits with these spiritual virtues, it keeps us healthy spiritually. It causes us to grow in our walk with God. And we've got to clothe our spirits with meekness. Now, the opposite of meekness is what? The opposite of meekness is harshness. It's rudeness. It's shortness of temper. It's self-sufficiency. Rooted in what? The opposite of meekness is rooted in sinful pride. You know, a person who is not meek basically is full of himself. And when he gets, you know, when he's irritated, he responds in anger and in violence. You know, a person who is not meek thinks, God, I don't need you. God, I'm self-sufficient. God, this is my life. I'll do with it what I want to do with it. You know, just a couple of nights ago, I met a man at the Greyhound bus station. We do one-to-one street evangelism on Friday nights with the church. And this man was talking to me, and he said, you know what? I have no faith in God. I said, why? He said, you know, I've prayed some prayers to God, and he didn't answer them. My dad was abusive to me when I was young. He'd beat me up all the time. And this is what he said. He said, you know what? I rely on myself. I trust in myself. I'm self-sufficient. I don't need God. Now, that's an attitude of somebody who is not meek, right? On the other hand, how does the meek person think? How does the meek person think? This is what he says. This is what he thinks. God, you are number one in my life. You are the true and the living God. I cannot do it on my own, God. I'm dependent on you, God. I'm submitted to you. My life is yours. Do with it what you like. God, you are the potter, and I am the clay. You are the creator, and I'm just the creation. This is an attitude of meekness. Who is the greatest example of meekness in the Bible? Jesus Christ, God the Son, the only begotten Son of God. What does John write in 1 John 2:6? He says that he who claims to live in Christ must walk as Christ walked. What did the walk of Christ consist of? It consisted of meekness, responding to situations, tough situations, with an even temper. Being patiently submitted to his Father God. Amen? Amen? Jesus was meek. Now, remember, Jesus was in the wilderness. He was fasting 40 days and 40 nights, right? The tempter, the devil, came to him. He was testing him. He had three temptations, right? Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11. Jesus was hungry, friends. And this is what the tempter says. In Matthew 4, 3. If you're the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Temptation number one. The second temptation, verse 5. The devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you're the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone. Third temptation, verse 8. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Now, Jesus was weak at this point. He was fasting 40 days and 40 nights. He was weak. He was hungry. Did Jesus yell at the devil when the devil tempted him? Did he scream? Did he kick? Was he rude? Was he harsh? No, right? How did he respond? Jesus responded to each temptation in meekness, with an even temper. He quoted from what? He quoted from the Old Testament. When the enemy told him to turn the stones into bread, Jesus just calmly responded. It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. He quoted from Deuteronomy. When the devil took him to the highest point in the temple and told him to throw himself down so the angels would catch him, how did Jesus respond? In anger? Frustration? No, he responded in meekness, calmly. He said, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. When the devil said, you know what, bow down to me, worship me, and I'll give you all the kingdoms of this earth. How did Jesus respond? Was he angry? Was he violent? No, he was even tempered. He quoted from Deuteronomy. He said in verse 10, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Jesus walked in meekness 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, while he was on this earth. Remember Jesus right before the crucifixion. Right before the crucifixion. You can find it in Matthew chapter 27, verses 27 through 44. Matthew 27, 27 through 44. These people mocked Jesus. The Roman soldiers, the high priest, the Jewish leaders, they were mocking Jesus. They scorned Jesus. Remember the people who were hung on either side of Jesus, the criminals. One of the criminals was mocking him. So Jesus was going through mockery, scorning. He was being belittled by these people. You can read in Matthew chapter 27. Let me ask you this. While Jesus was being crucified and mocked and belittled, did he try to get up off the cross? Did he curse? Did he call down 12 legions of angels like he could have to save him, to help him? No. How did he respond? Jesus responded with meekness to these insults. What did he say in Luke 23, 34, in the midst of all this? How did Jesus respond to his offenders, to the people who were insulting him? He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. He didn't curse. He didn't try to get up off that cross. He didn't kick. He didn't scream. He wasn't rude. He wasn't harsh. He was meek. He responded with a forgiving and even temper. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. What else does meekness mean? It means to be submitted. A person who is not self-sufficient, right? That was part of the definition. Freedom from haughty self-sufficiency. Jesus. Who was Jesus submitted to? Surrendered to? God the Father. He says in John 12:50, I only say what the Father tells me to say. And then in John 14:31, he says, I do exactly as my Father does, as what my Father tells me to do. He was in full submission to the Father. His destiny on this earth was what? It was the cross. Jesus was born to die so that you and I could live forever in heaven with Him someday. He was submitted to that call. He was surrendered to the Father's will. Why? Because He walked in an attitude of meekness. He was clothed with meekness, as Paul writes about in Colossians 3:12. If Jesus did it, that means what? That we should do it. If we claim to live in Jesus, we must walk as Jesus walked. Is that making sense? Now, on a practical level, how do we practice meekness on a daily basis? How do we practice meekness on a daily basis? You know how the song goes? Have you ever been lied to? Maybe mistreated? Taken for granted? Till you just can't stand it. How many have been lied to? Maybe mistreated? Taken for granted? Till you just can't stand it. How do you respond in those situations? Do you get upset? What does pride say? Pride says, get even. Get vengeance. Strike back in anger. Strike back with loud and harsh words. But what does meekness say to do when you go through tough times with people? What does meekness say to do? Meekness says to respond gently. I received an email some months ago from a friend, and I think this is a good illustration on responding in meekness. It's called Garbage Trucks. I won't read the whole thing. I'll read part of it here. How often do you let other people's nonsense change your mood? Do you let a bad driver, rude waiter, curt boss, or an insensitive employee ruin your day? Unless you're the Terminator, for an instant, you're probably set back on your heels. However, the mark of a successful person is how quickly she can get back her focus on what's important. 16 years ago, I learned this lesson. I learned it in the back of a New York City taxi cab. Here's what happened. I hopped in a taxi, and we took off for Grand Central Station. We were driving in the right lane when all of a sudden a black car jumped out of a parking space right in front of us. My taxi driver slammed on his brakes, skidded, and missed the other car's back end by just inches. The driver of the other car, the guy who almost caused a big accident, whipped his head around and started yelling bad words at us. Now, how would you respond in this situation? Listen to the taxi driver's response. My taxi driver just smiled and waved at the guy. And I mean, he was friendly. So I said, why did you just do that? This guy almost ruined your car and sent us to the hospital almost. And this is when my taxi driver told me what I now call the law of the garbage truck. Many people are like garbage trucks. They run around full of garbage, full of frustration, full of anger, and full of disappointments. As their garbage piles up, they need a place to dump it. And if you let them, they'll dump it on you. When someone wants to dump on you, don't take it personally. You just smile, wave, wish them well, and move on. What kind of response is that? That's a meek response, right? Responding with an even temper to situations and people who frustrate you. Friends, this is a spiritual virtue that we need to clothe ourselves with as followers of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
It's making sense today?
Amen.
All right. You know, several years ago, back in November of 2005, pastor of a large church here in Tulsa, he was doing an altar call. It was late November 05, doing an altar call, and all at once, out of nowhere, one of the people at the altar call turns around and knocks him out, just punches him. How did he respond? He didn't miss a beat. He didn't jump on the guy and try to beat him up. Kept walking back and forth, preaching, doing the altar call. Didn't get upset with the guy and talked on forgiveness. Now, pride would have said what in that situation? Jump on the guy, right? Give him a beating. But not this pastor. This pastor was meek in his response. He was forgiving, continued the service, and just went on. He really exhibited this spiritual virtue called meekness. It was an awesome thing to see. You know, how many here have been asked to do a hard task? Maybe here at John 3:16 by your supervisors. Maybe some of you in the past have been asked to do a hard task at school or by an employer. Maybe God has asked you to do something that's pretty hard. Maybe God will ask you to do something that is pretty hard. How does pride respond? Pride says, no, I'm going to disobey. I'm going to do my own thing. God asked Jonah. How many know Jonah of the Old Testament? A prophet. God said, Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh and preach to it 40 days and Nineveh will be destroyed. Jonah responded in pride. He said, no, I'm going to Tarshish, the opposite direction. I'm going to do my own thing. He disobeyed God. But God gave him a second chance, as we read in Jonah chapter 3. You know what? God may have spoken to you about doing something that's tough. He may speak to you about doing something that's tough in the future. Will you be like Jonah, or will you obey in meekness? Will you do what God is asking you to do? What does meekness say? How does meekness respond to tough situations? What does meekness say? Meekness says obey and submit. You know, when I was in junior high school, there's always those students, right, when teachers give homework assignments, right? Teachers give a homework assignment and you'll have those students that come back the next day and the teacher says, well, why didn't you do your homework? And some of those students respond in what way? The dog ate it, right? They lie. They come up with some lousy excuse. But then you have those students that obey, that are meek in their response. They do what the teacher asked them to do. They go the extra mile, right? They do that homework. And they're rewarded for that, right? They pass the class. They get an A, they get a B in the class, and eventually they graduate from high school, right? So friends, I'm here to tell you today that your employer, the staff here at John 3:16, a professor, a teacher, somebody in authority over your life may ask you to do something. How will you respond? They may ask you to do something that is perfectly good. It's tough. Will you respond in meekness and obey as long as what they ask you to do is not ungodly? Or will you respond the other way in pride and do your own thing? We want to be of the bunch that respond in meekness, right? And obey the authorities that God has set over us. That's it. That's it. You know, there's rewards, friends, for practicing meekness. Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5:5, as we close this little Bible study today. Matthew 5:5. What did Jesus say in the Beatitudes? He says, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. How could you translate this? Blessed are those who are meek. Blessed are those who are submissive. Blessed are those who respond with an even temper. For they will inherit some of the good things of this earth. Blessed and happy are the meek. For they will inherit some of the good things this world has to offer, and they will inherit the good things that the world after this, heaven, has to offer. You may not be rewarded on this earth, friends, but guess what? God will reward you in eternity with that crown of jewels, with that mansion awaiting you in heaven. Blessed are the meek. Prosperous are the meek, for they will inherit the earth here and the world to come, heaven. You know, if your boss, let's say, asks you a couple of days in advance to stay 30 minutes later, normally you get off at 5, say, and your boss says, I need you to stay on Thursday night until 5:30. How are you going to respond? Man, I just can't do that. How dare you ask me that? Or will you respond in meekness and say, let me look at my schedule. Sure, I think I can do that for you, boss. Guess what, friends? If you serve your employer, the person in authority over you, they will reward you someday. You may get a bonus. You may get a pay raise. They may give you a vehicle to drive. You'll inherit some of the good things this earth has to offer. But your response has got to be a response of meekness and not one of pride, right? You know, what does the Word of God say in Matthew 6:33? What did Jesus say? Chapter after this one. It says, seek ye first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Will you do what God is asking you to do? Will you seek first His kingdom and His righteousness? If you do, all these other things will be added to you. The things that you need, clothing, food, a place to live, a job, and a better job. These things will be added to you if you put God first and surrender to Him, if you submit to doing what He's asking you to do. And friends, another reward for walking in meekness is this. It's rest. What does pride do?
God opposes pride, but He gives grace to the humble.
Good. God opposes pride, but He gives grace to the humble. Pride drives a person to use human strength, human abilities, and resources to achieve a personal goal in order to glorify self. And when you're so driven to glorify yourself, to use your own abilities, your own resources, guess what? You're going to get tired. You're going to get weary. But meekness does what? It rests in God's guidance. It rests in God's power and resources to glorify not self, but to glorify Him, to glorify God. And what does this bring? When you're out to glorify God, to do God's work, in meekness, submitting to God, you will have inner peace, a peace that surpasses any human understanding. You'll have inner peace and rest. Jesus said it, Matthew. Read this in Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Friends, how many here need some peace on the inside? More peace. A greater sense of peace. Rest. Rest for your souls. How many? Some of us, right? Friends, just let's depend on God. Let's rely on God. Let's surrender everything to God. And friends, I'm speaking to myself as well tonight or this afternoon. Let's depend on God. And as you do that, you'll find inner peace, the peace that only Jesus can bring. You'll find peace and rest for your souls. How do you increase in this virtue called meekness? It's simple. You've got to put death to self. If you're the focus of your whole life, guess what, friends? Pride is going to enter in. It's going to creep in. But if you get your focus off of you and get it onto God, and onto others, serving others that are needier than you. Guess what? If you focus on God and others, self becomes smaller and smaller. Pride eventually will have to leave, and meekness enters in. You start clothing yourself with this virtue called meekness. Responding how? With an even temper and submitting to those in authority over you. Even though what they may ask is tough, as long as it's not ungodly. Does that make sense today? All right.